time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Word we up. Back.
In your ear, crystal clear. You know what it is.
No doubt.
You know what it is. We getting off into this October. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Scorpio season right around the corner. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Libras and the young.
Yes, life. Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if we talked about it, but yes, sir.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Salute to y'all. Salute to y'all. You know.
I don't really get too involved with the seasons.
Yeah, it gets celebrate today, keep it moving, man. Yeah, people get territorial. They get like it turned into some gang shit.
Yeah, some gangs. Yeah. 12 gangs.
Mm-hmm. Is it 12? Is it
12? Yeah. 12. Yeah, something like that. Rep your set. Mm-hmm. The air signs fighting the water signs. Fire signs, you know what I'm saying, trying to state they claim.
Yeah. But so. shout out to whoever you are and wherever you at and what you rap. You know, the fact of the matter is, if you're still getting birthdays, you lucky. You know what I mean? Shit is looking crazy out here in the world. We'll talk about it. Anyway, man. Muhammad, how you feeling? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm feeling refreshed. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm feeling like moving to the next space, about my head, you know what I'm saying? Went and saw some family this weekend that really kind of reminded me of, you know, where you come. You know, our family is, you know, they know where you came from, you know what I'm saying? How you got the way you're going, who's your people, you know what I'm saying? Your deficiencies and your advantages, you know what I'm saying? It's different than when you're talking with like friends you met when you was already grown or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you connect with your people's people, they can take it all the way back. Yeah, man, when you got your ass whooped in the park.
Mm-hmm. Shit, you tried to black out. Nah, nigga, we got to show that. We got to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yeah, the source code.
Yeah, so that was cool, man. Went and saw my cousin up in the federal penitentiary, but he in the campsite, so it's laid back, you know what I'm saying? So, so he been in probably about four, maybe, and I hadn't been to see him yet, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, okay.
So, because I was dealing with my own shit, you know what I mean? So I was in my own little prison of my mind with the aneurysm shit, so this is my first time getting up. Getting to it, and you know where he at is real isolated like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? So it's all the way at the top of a mountain, you know what I'm saying? So it feel like you in some Chinese karate movie or something, going to see the sensei, two senseis linking up at the top of the mountain.
Right.
So you know, went out there, drove the miles to get out there, then took the trek up the mountain, a little two-lane highway where ain't no rails. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure it's beautiful, but when you driving, I can't pay attention to all that shit out there. You know what I'm saying? Especially with my little, you know what I'm saying, balance situation. So
Wow. So yeah, I ain't think about that.
That shit throw you off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So ain't no rails. You know what I'm saying? And these motherfuckers got the speed limit at 70 miles per hour. I'm like, 70 miles per hour? Where? Nigga, I'm in here driving like granny, nigga. 40, 45 tops. Corners nigga. I'm hitting it down to 30.
Yeah, nigga, fuck that. Fuck all that. Safe. Safety for sure. Blow the horn. Who give a fuck?
Arrive
you should have got here early. Yeah, that's crazy. No, that's man. Crazy. Oh man, so, West Virginia.
Yeah, so you know, it's like people come up behind you. I'll be like, man, go round, dog. I'll slow all the way down. But you can't go around every turn because all these corners. So it's a double line most of the way. So you got to wait till you get to the space where you can pass. So they just got to be patient.
Can you see off the cliff, like the drop?
Man, it's parts of it. Like parts of it is, you know what I'm saying, you got stuff on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But they's like these ditches, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
And then once you hit that corner, ain't nothing on the ain't nothing over there but nothing. Right. Drop off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it's all of it, you know what I mean? And people live up there. It's like real hillbilly land, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's what you call it, but it's the Appalachians, you know what I'm saying? So they live up there, man. Them, they be driving them 18 wheels 70, 80 miles per hour like it ain't nothing.
Yeah.
I'd be wanting to stop when they
when they start speeding by, tweaking off that Mountain Dew.
Yeah, you want to stop, like, okay, let me just let them pass, but you can't. So I'm going up to the top, you know what I'm saying? Finally get there. You sweating and shit. I done fogged up the car. You know how you...
Yeah, that's the worst.
You start fogging up the windows. I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm fogging up the windows. So turned on the defroster and made it up to the top. Whew. You know what I'm saying? Go in. It's pretty easy. You know what I'm saying? You got to leave your phone in the car and all that. So it's cool. So go in, you know what I'm saying? And then I hadn't seen my cousin in a couple of years, you know, since right before he went in.
Mm-hmm.
But when he went, he was on furlough, I went to Cleveland and holler at him before he went all the way in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? So then, boom, you see, you know, see my people. We go sit down. And it's just a break room, you know what I'm saying? You got a couple of vending machines. The drink machine don't work, so you got some chips and some candy bars and all that, and it's a bunch of chairs, you know, and then everybody visit in that one room. It ain't no real stress on the room, but you just in a room, and from 8 to 3, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. You could do that much time.
Yeah, yeah, 8 to 3 is the time. So I went Saturday and Sunday. So
okay, and you could stay from 8 to 3 the entire. It's not a slot.
No,
you can stay the whole.
Yeah, you can stay the whole time.
Oh, that's dope. Okay, that's not dope. I mean, you know, consider it.
I mean, consider it.
Right, consider it. Is it a lot of people out there? I mean, like in the visiting room.
So the camp where he at is only 67 inmates. So it might have been, you know what I'm saying, 4 or 5 other inmates having visitors. You know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely enough room, you know what I'm saying? You ain't had to, you know what I'm saying, get out so other people could come in or nothing like that. It's laid back, man. Everybody chill, you know what I'm saying? And but you know, we sitting there talking, you know what I'm saying? And you know, we been kicking it since we was kids, but as grown ups, we, you know, we at the places, you know what I'm saying, doing the things, you know what I mean? At the hotels, at the Post Seasons, Ritz Carlton, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So now we in this room, but we having the same conversations. You know what I'm saying? So in my mind, I just transported out of there. I was in the motherfucking Four Seasons or something at the bar. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think, you know what I'm saying, that helped the conversation be a lot more inspirational for him. You know what I'm saying? Because he in there and I'm out here. And I never really looked at it like that. You know what I'm saying? Because on my side, it's always like, okay, yeah, he in the handling that shit. Because, you know what I'm saying, he's strong. You know what I'm saying? But on his side, he in there. You know what I'm saying? And he got to deal with the everyday things of being in there with people he don't know, don't fuck with, that type shit. You know what I'm saying? So the first day, we just kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Catching up on a lot of shit. By the second day, then you really get to the emotional side of the trip, you know what I'm saying? On both sides, you know what I'm saying? Because on one end, they dealing with what they dealing with, you dealing with what you dealing with. Then, you know what I'm saying? On the reality side of it, it's kind of like, this is like, you know what I'm saying? We peoples, you know what I'm saying? Like, this, like when we get together, it's like Voltron, you know what I'm saying? It's like we bring out the best strengths on each side. So you got that going on, but then kind of stuck in a place. And you're trying to work through that in your head, and then you're working through it through the conversation. And then you start to come to a realization that, damn, you know what I'm saying? You got to go, and then he got to stay up in this motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? And so all that little shit that I be tripping about my aneurysm and being stuck in my own head and trying to get to a new side of things and all that shit, that shit becomes way more pertinent to where, man, that shit you tripping about ain't shit, man. Get that shit together, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Get your shit together. Because, you know, you outside, you free. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't even about being free or not. It's just about not being trapped in your own shit. Because, you know what I'm saying? When you in there, you trapped because of they shit. You out here, you can get trapped in your own shit. So, for me, it became that type of conversation in my head, that type of feeling in my body to like, man, listen, go and do the shit you got to do. Fuck all that shit. Fuck all the challenges. Fuck what's against you. You know what I'm saying? Fuck what you can't do. Deal with what you can. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's worse situations to where you wouldn't be able to do shit. So go ahead and get it done. So it was that kind of lesson for me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That was a trip. That was, it was, you know, it was laugh, cries. It was, you know what I'm saying? Right. All of the shit. You know what I'm saying? And
you wouldn't
think that it would be that. You know what I'm saying? You think it'd just be what it usually is. And nah, because everybody dealing with a thing, you know what I'm saying, that you hear, but you can't really touch what you're trying to touch. And same thing when you trapped inside your own body trying to do the things that you feel like you should be able to do. So for me, it became, fuck that. Get that shit done.
Yeah, I dig that. Let me ask you, when you first saw your cousin, what was your impression? How'd he look? How was, you know, seeing him in, you know, in there? What was the spirit like? You know what I mean? Like, what was that?
He looked good, you know what I'm saying? He was still him, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay. He actually asked about you, you know what I'm saying? He said, tell Damien, I said, what up? You know what I'm saying? Because we ended up talking about that Tampa trip.
Mm-hmm. With the trees.
Yeah, he's like, you want to hit this shit? Give me that shit. So, yeah, we was talking about that trip. And then he's like, man, right. Tell Damien, I said, what's up? But, yeah, he's looking strong. He's looking good, you know what I'm saying? It's, but you know him, you know what I'm saying? You know him from the world where
right.
You got more controls, you know what I'm saying? Where, you know what I'm saying? So he looking good, but you could also tell that he don't want to be in that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Right, for sure.
So he holding it up, you know what I'm saying? He holding it down.
Yeah.
But I think for the most part, the biggest part is that he's managing his mental, you know what I'm saying? He's managing his thing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
To where he don't trip out and blow the chances of coming home just because you ain't really fucking where you at.
Right, right, right.
Then you end up having to be there longer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be crazy.
Yeah, man. So that was a good trip, man.
Yeah, I can imagine. I know, you know.
I didn't expect it to be that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, really?
I took for granted, you know what I'm saying, being able to see somebody. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I took for granted, like, okay, yeah, he doing that shit. It's cool. He gonna make it happen. Because that's how I be feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, I get through that shit. But you take for granted when somebody do come and check on you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really recognize the importance of that until I did, and then that shit was, you know what I'm saying, it was I don't want to say it was more for me, But it became like I got more out of it than I thought I would.
Right.
You know
right,
what I'm saying?
For sure.
And yeah. I know he did. So it's like, damn. Then you realize the importance of that shit. Because it's somebody that's important to you. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you know, the thoughts and the memories and the, you know what I'm saying, the plans is one thing. But when you actually having to sit through the situation on both ends, it was different. And I'm glad I did it. And I now recognize the importance of it. Because I really, you know what I'm saying, I knew people in jail, but I never really had the jail.
Yeah. And then, you know, just broadly, just checking in on other people and communing with other people is super beneficial because it gets you out of your head. And if the conversations are real, you realize, like, you're not living life alone, one, mm-hmm. and everybody out here living life from some in sub capacity, and you know, in, mm-hmm. in a you know, they have, everybody has their own struggles, hardships, wins, losses, everything, and it gives good perspective because sometimes, particularly as men, I think that there's this desire sometimes. I think you grow out of it, but there's the desire sometimes to kind of just put an H on your chest and handle it and just get this shit done. And you quietly trying to, you know, like,
yeah.
You don't really want to open up about what's going wrong or what's going on. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And that shit is it's counterproductive, you know. Sometimes you don't even realize it because you're so caught up in, like, this ideal that you may have even built for yourself. You know what I mean?
Well,
so.
you build it based off of the expectations of the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What they say is, you know, man got to be this, man got to be that. You got to be strong. Right. You nigga can't even be sick around this motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, nigga, you coughing? I know this nigga's not coughing.
Oh, you on your second day of coughing, nigga. God mm-hmm. damn, you're dragging it.
I'm counting your coughs, nigga. It was 9 coughs since I walked in today, nigga.
I saw a post on Instagram saying that the studies show that women's cortisol levels, their stress levels,
mm-hmm.
peak when a nigga is just chilling at the crib on the couch playing a game. Mm. Like, that shit pissed they motherfucking ass off.
Mm.
And I understand that because I, you know, shit, nigga been married, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. a long time. Mm-hmm. Right. So, and you never understood, why is that? Like, why nigga gotta be always on? But mm-hmm. the world has that as a nigga's role, man. Nigga, you mm-hmm. got to be handling shit, doing something, you know what I'm saying, fixing something, cutting the grass or something. Doing something, man. Right. Chilling ain't part of the equation. And that's where niggas, man, gotta find their peace, man. Cause the world ain't got a setup for it. You know what I'm saying? White man, they got recreational stuff. You know what I'm saying? And they get, oh, Tommy's going fishing. They'll be back on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? They're going camping. He's going up the mountain with the truck, mudding and shit.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get that pass. We could do it. We can, but one, it's not built into our day-to-day life. And then two, when you do it, you got to deal with all that comes with. Where you going? How you going? Who you going with? What? You ain't called. Nigga, we was out in the country. So we have to do a better job at creating platforms for men to be regular, man. And it sounds crazy because we be doing all kind of shit, doing extraordinary shit, you know what I'm saying? Being the best basketball players in the world, football players, goddamn hustlers, workers, lawyers, just whatever.
Right.
But we haven't mastered chilling. You know what I'm saying? Relaxing our motherfucking nerves, man. We ain't got that down pat yet.
Right.
It's funny that you say that, because it's like, I don't know if it's a, if it's just one hair, but I do remember the people that, and maybe they wasn't even all the way chilling as much as I would, you know, think or felt like, but I can remember on like one hand, the people in my life, fellas that I seen that are like just chilling. Typically they older cats, but mm-hmm. like to see a motherfucker just at leisure, you know what I'm saying? Like that shit is a level of aspiration to that. And sometimes it don't take much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It don't take much at all. It could be anything from a fishing rod to a armchair to mm-hmm. a nice ass television, you know?
To your car. You know what I'm saying? Anything. Washing your car, getting that motherfucker clean. Niggas do that. Yeah, we steal it, you know what I'm saying? But it's still it's not recognized and respected as, you know what I'm saying, chill time for a man. It's not worked out for us like that. You got to you got to take that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then when you doing that, you know, it has nothing to do with other people, mm-hmm. but other people will probably, they'll throw the salt on it. You know what I'm saying? You fix up your old school. He got that old ass raggedy ass car.
That's crazy.
Like, man, done worked hard, got that bitch clean. It was his old ass car.
The heckler of leisure. That's crazy. Look at this nigga over here. Man, but yeah, I'm glad to hear that you got to, you know, build, touch base and you know.
Yeah, reconnect. And,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Again, you think you be going just for a visit.
Right.
You end up leaving with a new fucking perspective on life. You know what I'm saying? Because when you done connected all them dots all the way back from when you was a kid, you know what I'm saying? The people that raised you, you know what I'm saying? How you put together that information, how you walked off into the world with that information. And how you facilitated it as a grown folk, you know what I'm saying? And how the two of y'all come from, okay, similar place, similar age, this is the cousin that you with, you know what I'm saying? All summer, that's who you with, because ain't nobody else your age and a male. So y'all, you know what I'm saying? And you take all that information, go out in the world, and then you start to see how it works together. You know what I'm saying? They going one way, you going one way, but the way they going helps you do certain things. The way you going helps them do certain things. And then y'all get to a certain place. And you still there, even though everybody's trapped in their own little thing. But once you bring those components back together and you start to, all them little ideas and them little things start to reformulate within your brain because y'all are in proximity. That shit is different, man. That shit change your whole perspective. You know what I'm saying? That shit make you, like you said, it's like Voltron. Like, I ain't never even really understand the concept of Voltron. They come together, poof, and then they all make one thing. Mm-hmm. But that shit is real. In real life, when you got people around you that have the other components that can bring your shit to life, and you got the components that could bring their shit to life, that shit is some different shit, and I never thought about it like that. I understand it, but I never thought about it like that.
What's up? Shout out to Voltron.
Shout out to Voltron.
Yeah, man. Oh shit, man. It's crazy. I actually got up with my cousin last week. It was a family week. I got up with my sister. My sister's birthday was last week, so we had a family dinner this past week. That shit was cool. A lot of laughs. Always a lot of laughs. Always feels good. Always a lot of laughs. Always some wild shit said, you know. It's cool. Got up with my cousin, you know, no young gathers, you know what I'm saying? Truth, shout out to the truth prescription.
The truth prescription, Dr. Yes, Sekou.
Yeah, Dr. Sekou gathers. Went to his. He got a new spot.
Oh, they moved.
Yeah, they moved not too long ago, and then finally got to see the new spot. Yeah, hey, listen, I'm not getting into all of that, but the motherfuckers is doing all right. Felt good to see. Felt good to bear witness. We went to the crib. I went to the crib, watched Miracle St. Anna, which I never seen before. But he got a screening. We got a theater in the spot. That shit was nice.
Damn.
That shit was nice. But I tell you what made it even nicer. First of all, the shit was nice because it was fly. Spot fly. But that's some shit that I would want. I get a crib, like a nice little crib. I would like that. I always wanted a soundproof room with some turntables and some big speakers. Mm-hmm. Just so I go up in there and cut terribly. You know what I'm saying? Play records. You know, that's just like, something I want.
Like you in the 80s.
Exactly. Like I'm fucking GQ. Juice, you know what I mean? Just yeah, but what I thought was cool was just the hosting of it all. Like, so we had some wings and we had a bunch of other things. I guess he had like a popcorn machine or whatever, but like had these like little snack boxes, well curated snack boxes. Like, yo, so we got this, we got that, and it was fly. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was just like just cool little touch. We watched Miracle St. Anna. I don't think I've ever seen this Spike movie, you know, and it's funny because, it was good. Shout out my man Larry, my barber, he was telling me the same thing. He was like, yo, that's one of my favorite Spike movies. And I seen pieces of it, but like, yeah, it was a good movie. A lot of people in the movie, you know, but it was just a good little time watching that shit. You know, he's big on cinema. You know what I mean? Flirt with the idea of doing some type of podcast based on film. So we might do something with that. And, you know, yeah. It was cool. Got to do that. As I said, I kicked it with my sister and my brother-in-law. And we had some good-ass laughs. And that was cool. I'm trying to think what else. That's really, honestly... That was, for the most part, last couple days, it's been like this little pump faking of a nor'easter supposedly coming.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, little news.
Yeah, it didn't all the way happen, but it was a good amount of rain. It's been gloomy these last couple days.
In Carolinas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was them coastal houses was taking a beating. Oh, shit. Because the waves was rolling in, and some of them houses was... falling into the ocean.
Yeah.
That's what they were showing on the news. Because somebody called me and said, you know what I'm saying, watch out. Because they thought I was closer to the coast than I was. But it didn't. It was sunny over there where we was at.
Okay. Well, what you mean? North Carolina? You weren't in the Carolinas.
Nah, I was in West Virginia. But you know, when people see concerned. The weather. Yeah, concerned. Like it was nor'easter coming through.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You might be caught up in it. Going up that mountain.
A good concern. My grandmother, my grandmother used to have that wide net of concern. You know, like if you know what I mean? It'd be a shooting down on in the Lower East Side. She's like, listen, I know you in Manhattan. Oh, Grandma, I'm in Harlem. I know you in Manhattan. I just wanted to make sure everything was good. Yeah, I'm good. But that wide net, like, let me call my people. Who may be affected. I think, honestly, you know, I don't know if they even do it on Facebook anymore, but there used to be this thing on Facebook would be like, Ali Muhammad has been marked safe. I think that's for grandmothers.
I think people don't be fucking with all that shit.
Okay, yeah. I think that's to help grandparents and their nerves. You know what I mean? They be like, okay, I just saw you were marked safe. All right. Well, all right. You do. Keep it easy. Mm-hmm. Good.
Just thinking about you. All that shit give me a new focus on that, man. You know, keep going.
Yeah, man. I don't talk about, man. You know what? I just kind of realized it's a couple things I came across. I just wanted just some funny shit. I seen some shit I thought I'd never see in my life. On the internet, I seen some bankroll shaming.
Bankroll shaming. So I was watching some reel, came across my algorithm. I don't even believe I follow this person. I'm sure I don't follow this person, but it was just like one of these pages where cats are unpacking a fit. Mm-hmm. And the kid was unpacking his fit or whatever. The fit was ass, whatever. But he was very invested in it. Yo, his knees is that. This is that, motherfucking. But then let me show you this. And he dug in his pocket. He pulled out a crazy bankroll. Mm-hmm. Wah, wah, wah. You know what I mean? Crazy knot, right? Shit looked like fucking toilet paper. And shit was ridiculous. And I go in the comments to somebody, because I go in the comments because the fit was suspect. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It wasn't nothing to be that enthusiastic about. So I sometimes the hater in me will go to the comments to see if somebody
else feel that way.
Aligned in the hate. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, we was on point. But somebody was like, this nigga pulled the bankroll out like it was 2012. And I said, huh? That blew my mind. I guess, and it's part of a bigger conversation I've been wanting to have, but it blew my mind for certain things I just thought were perennial. I thought mm-hmm. was just going to be forever on the mood board, on the vision board, you know? Just having a knot, you know, even though it could be gaudy at times, a knot still says something in certain sectors of the world. It's an indication of vitality.
It
you know
say
what I'm saying?
From all kinds of places. But go ahead. I'm going to let you finish.
So somebody to even put a date on it, 2012. I was like, damn, that shit is hilarious.
That's common but, hate.
Yeah, that's common hate. And that's a whole nother conversation. We had that another time. But what it also made me think about, one, we can have a laugh about that. Well, if you want to comment on that, we can have a laugh, because then I'm going down another path that I want to speak on. So let's unpack that. The hate of the bankroll.
I think it wasn't necessarily the hate of the bankroll, because if the bankroll was attached to a dope fit, it would be a different conversation. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I think the lack of style and class, it takes away from just having a bankroll. I think mm-hmm. these days, just having the bankroll ain't enough. You know what I'm saying? When you out here trying to shine. You know what I'm saying? So even back in the day, you come outside, you got all the money in the world, and your shit ain't put together right, niggas gonna clown you. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Of
niggas
course.
I've witnessed, you know what I'm saying? This ain't even got nothing to do per se with the players involved, but December, whatever, I think it was probably 98, not like 92 maybe. Luke used to have his birthday party at Studio 183. You know what I'm saying? And this particular night, Lil' Kim and Junior Mafia was there, blah, blah, blah. So I'm outside. And this nigga with a brand new Benz. I'm talking about sparkly. It's Christmas time, so, you know, niggas showing out. Brand new out there. I'm like, oh, shit. You don't see too many niggas at that time with brand new Benzes. And then a nigga out there flexing, whatever. Nigga pulled up in an old school, but that bitch was clean.
Mm-hmm.
All the attention went to the old school. Poof. The nigga in the Benz was like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it don't have a lot to do with how much you spending and how much you got, but how you putting it together. You know what I'm saying? And if you stepped out there and your shit wasn't put together, they gonna discredit anything you come with after that. You know what I'm saying? Especially in the comments. Now, in real life, motherfuckers will suck it up and try to get some of that bankroll. You know what I'm saying? You know, the comments ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Some of these motherfuckers be in the comments, be right at that nigga face in his section next week.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, for sure. You know, yeah. Money don't buy taste. But to your point, yeah, you know. And it is, that's a whole nother, again, we can have a conversation about the comment section. The comment section is, that's a community on itself, unto itself. Yeah. But What I wanted to, what it also made me think about, because I definitely got people in my life that are still, you know, bankroll cats. You know what I'm saying? They're still, you know. And I don't really need to have a knot, but I definitely am still of the discipline of having a few dollars in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? Just in general. Just because. You know, just because you never know. Cash is king, you know, which is kind of where I'm going, because it seems as though we're moving towards a cashless society further and further and further away, right? So, you know, here in New York City, they're about to get rid of the Metro card, right? So now it's the Omni system, which a lot of it is you could just get on the train, and if you got the wallet app or whatever, you know, you could just scan your phone on the little turnstile and you could go right through. Beep, beep, beep. It's all digital now. I think in order to get a, I think out for a second, I thought you couldn't get an Omni card or Omni trip with cash, but I think you could only get one way. I think I haven't looked at the machines yet, but like I see things like this, and I've seen other places, like, you know, various little coffee shops and things where they just like, oh, yo, we don't accept cash. It's just cards only. And I've always felt like that there's some elitism to that, because you're like, it's prohibitive. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people that may not have cards, may not have bank accounts, may not have, you know, or just want to deal in cash. Cash gives you a level of anonymity that you might want to walk with. Nobody always want to leave a digital footprint. You know what I mean? But it seems as though that concern is becoming smaller and smaller, or looked at as some old head shit.
Yeah, you know? In your world, though. There's some worlds where, shit, cash is king still. But go ahead.
Yeah. But, you know, to that point, but when you're starting to see these things, like, particularly, you know, people's means of transportation, you know what I mean? Like, now you got to have a card to take the train. It's like, I don't know. It's kind of, it to me, it's just kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's just, it's real unfortunate. I'm just curious what your thoughts are on that.
It's still going to be ways for people to move who don't have those accounts and shit like that, because that's still money. Ain't nobody really turning away money. It might make it harder. They might make it, you know, feel a different kind of way. But then there's places where, I don't know about the MTA system. You know what I'm saying? But businesses, yeah, it's certain businesses that don't want you to come in there with cash because they don't want to get robbed. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to be in that position to be having cash. So let me just deal with the people who don't deal with that, and that may keep away the niggas with the guns. You know what I'm saying? But there's going to always be places that's going to take them $100 bills and them $10 bills. You know what I'm saying? Them $50 bills for right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. You know, the rich people, they going to have some hardcore shit, whether it's gold bars, some shit that really resonates into something when, if it all goes down, if them computers go down and shit. You know what I'm saying? Believe, they ain't just resting on one way of doing shit. So, it's all about where you gonna position yourself. You know what I mean? Yeah, you gonna have a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I've made the mistake of not caring much about a bankroll. You know what I'm saying? I got shit in the bank. I've made that mistake. You know what I'm saying? But I also know from making that mistake and from living that way that sometimes motherfuckers want to see a bankroll, man, even if you ain't doing shit with it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Man, it's a lot different than saying, hey, baby, go do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Buy $100 worth of shit with the card. That ain't shit.
A Zelle deposit.
Yeah, that ain't a motherfucking thing. You come over that motherfucker with $200, hey, here's a little something for your titties. Goddamn, that shit gonna hit a lot harder.
That's the peel off sound. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's you know what I mean? That's getting money ASMR.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shit.
Yeah, hey, I'll take that little shit, put that in your titties. Okay, cool.
That in your titties. Oh, man. That's hilarious. Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? So it's burnt into our heads. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's part of American psyche. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream get the money. Dollar bills, y'all.
You know what? Yeah, for sure.
Zeros on the computer hit a lot different than them fucking $100 bills in your hand.
Yeah, especially when they crispy. I saw some shit. I took a photo of it. I was at a pizza shop. They was like, no old $100 bills. No old 50s. Damn. I was like, damn. Maybe they easy to counterfeit or something like that. But I was like, that's crazy.
Well, this ain't no old ones, though.
The old ones. So I guess maybe they easy to counterfeit or something like that. But that shit was just, that was funny as hell to me.
Cause they want that shit with the stripe in it. Where you,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the thread. Yeah, with the little thread in it. Yeah. But what else I'm going to tell you, though? Speaking of titty money, right? I just salute to titty money, you know, and all the ladies that hold a few dollars in the cleavage. You know what I mean? You all appreciate it for sure. For sure, it looks amazing. It looks amazing.
And niggas be appreciated for providing.
Uh huh. There you go. Keep that cold currency warm. But speaking of titty money, I came to the realization just recently, and I guess maybe I just never thought about it, but I think the word coochie is black slang.
What?
I think coochie is black slang. Now, I didn't do a real deal, I didn't go out into the world. This is a very small sample size as far as my research goes. But I was looking on Twitter, and it was a video where there was a white guy, I think they're both two white guys, and maybe this goes against what I'm saying, but it was these two older white women, and the guy had on his phone, he was like, yo, read this. And the sentence was, Mike, who, cheese, Harry, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just read it out loud. So the women are like, Mike who cheese Harry. Mike who cheese Harry. And then this other dude is dying. Like, this nigga is going crazy. Like, he's like 9 years old. But he's definitely in his 40s at least. But he is laughing like a 9-year-old kid in the back of fucking Language Arts. And, I mean, my man is crying. And the two women are like, yo, why are you laughing? And they going both back and forth. And they must have said it at least 15, 20 times. Neither one of these women really caught it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like, huh, is coochie, is that, you know what I mean? Is that a cultural thing? Like, is coochie not crossover? You know what I mean?
Probably not. I'm not white, so I can't tell you.
I guess I gotta ask the white listeners. Let us know what's your coochie awareness? Is that in your lexicon? Do you use the term?
It was a big realization where I found out Boongie wasn't universal.
Yeah, I don't even know Boongie. I think I've heard you say it. What is Boongie? What's that mean?
Boongie is ass. Like, when you talk about a woman's ass, you're like, oh, she got a Boongie. But that is definitely...
That's regional as shit.
It's definitely boongie. Miami shit, but it's originated in Bahamas. That's Bahamas slang.
Okay.
But it transferred into Miami, at least probably Florida. Mm-hmm. But when I went to FAMU, I said it, and someone was like, "Nigga, what is you? What?" Mm. Like boogie, man, boogie.
Right.
They don't know what that mean. And I forgot about it till Lil Duval said it. You know, cause you know he Bahamian and from Florida, so he said it not too long ago. I'm like, damn, boogie, I forgot about boogie.
Look at that old pet name. Look at that. I forgot about boogie. It's but you know it's interesting. Some things are very much regional. I don't remember when the first time I heard the word coochie. You know what I'm saying? But I do feel like, you know, when you realize certain slang is not in your community. Because I do feel like when the person I heard say coochie for the first time, I don't know what, they might have been from the South. Mm-hmm. It might have been from the South. I was like, you know, just like, I'll tell you one that's kind of wild too. And I don't know if it's the same because, you know, generations go and slang changes. But cats from Philly, they call, I'm going to call it coochie. They call coochie, sometimes they call that shit cock.
Oh yeah. Yeah! Once I heard that, I was like, "What the fuck?"
Where that threw me. I said, like, "What the fuck?" Shorty got yeah. I was like, "Wait a minute!" You know what I mean? But
confused.
Yeah.
Y'all twisted,
yeah, man. You know, but you know, I like all of the regional terms. I like all of the terms. But yeah, I saw that. I said, "Wow, coochie! Coochie ain't even one of my favorites. Coochie's fun to say." You know what I mean? It is fun to say, but I don't know if it's up there in my favorites. But and it depends on moods too. You know what I mean? Like all of that shit. I will say this, and we go into another part of anatomy. but like you know, two questions. One question and one comment. Because you know we tape on Titty Tuesday. We tape on Tuesdays. We deliver to the world on Wednesdays. But, you know, the Tuesdays is known as Titty Tuesday among certain circles. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you spell titty? T-I-T-T-Y or T-I-T-T-I-E?
Or T-I-D-D-Y.
Oh, that's a whole different level of titty.
Titty.
Tidass.
Titty.
That's typically with A-Y-S. Tidass. Nah. But how do you
spell? T-I-D-D-Y. I spell T-I-D-D-Y.
Titty? You do titty. The titty?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Well, let us know in the comments. We're going to ask y'all. Let us know in the comments when we put this on. And, real talk, sidebar, I really appreciate that this In the Conversation community is growing. I see y'all talking in the comments. We trying to keep that shit going. We trying to cultivate something, and I appreciate that. But now the other part is, as much as I love titties, I love the word titties, and I found myself realizing I like breasts. Like when a woman says my breasts, because it just sounds, I don't know what it is. It just sounds like not just substantial, but it just sounds like there's a moment of like not even just formality, but it feels like I can't even articulate the mood in it, but breasts feels. Talk to me.
When it say it like that, it expresses the actual importance and the goddamn gravity of the part itself. That shit is life, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Come out this motherfucker, that's how you eat and live.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, all that shit where we be talking about titty and all that shit. That's trivial, but when they say it in the way that they say it, it gives the actual life force of it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. We don't make it without them motherfuckers, man. Before Similac and all that bullshit,
all of that.
You know what I'm saying? This is the life force. They brought you in this motherfucker, and they sustained you till you could get on your feet.
Mm-hmm. You know sustenance.
Yeah, man. Sure. So you got to respect it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Salute. Salute to everything.
It sounds good. It sounds substantial. It hits you in a place that's like core to your life force.
Yeah, there's a level of deference. No, for sure.
Man, you got to respect this. You got to fall back, man. You ain't got none of that shit.
Uh huh.
know what I'm saying? You can't right. make none of that shit to keep no motherfucking life force going.
So, you know, all praises due. So do let me ask you this. I don't really like to give too much of it. I don't even want to say all this. What do you think about this whole Black MAGA coming, doing like a homecoming tour? You hear about this?
No, man. I have taken myself out of the conversation of that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know what's happening. You know what I'm saying? You see it, but I try not to dig in it. The Black MAGAs, they do that. You know, when I was at the revolts, we had them on the show because you know, we were of the thought process of have both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because these
stay doing that.
Both sides are, you know what I'm saying, are real, are here, you know what I'm saying? And right. both are going to be going at it. So might as well let them do that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't personally put myself in the middle of that shit because I don't give a fuck that much, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gangbanging for nothing and nobody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what are they doing at this homecoming tour? Let me know.
I believe, and I haven't really fully researched it because I'm kind of on the precipice of the same thing that you're talking about, to totally like just kind of disconnect from, because I do feel like it's a thin line between awareness and propaganda. You know what I mean? And sometimes, and I've talked about this before, but like sometimes I feel like, you know, hysteria or awareness or all of this, it also garners clicks. So then at some point it can become just a little much, it becomes a bit of an onslaught. And the reality of a lot of this shit is it is triggering to many people. It can make you feel a certain type of way if you allow it to, right? So what it seems to be, I saw like a copy of like a flyer, and it's just like a bunch of, I guess, Black MAGA influencers there. So I don't know if they just doing an appearance or they having these debates that, you know, we've talked about before, where it's like this smack DVD of just in, you know, like real provocative kind of topics that I feel like these debates are always in bad faith. You know what I mean? They're not really trying to consider any other opinion. It's just more so to just move their agenda along, get hits, put it on fucking internet or whatever. But what I also was hearing was, and I've heard this a couple places where people were saying, you know, MAGA and with the whole, you know, all the little fringe movements that have kind of spun off of it, you know, they're very good at messaging, and their messaging has reached a lot of Black people, you know, certain Black people. I don't want to say a lot, but more than maybe someone like myself would have even considered, right? And typically like a younger generation, maybe like Gen Z and, you know, things of that nature, like they feel like somebody's talking to them or talking to them within the modes that they engage with the world. You know, it's not quote unquote traditional media. You know, it's like they streaming and they doing all these other things, and they're like, but they're reaching it. And the fact, just the simple fact that these people have taken that mode of messaging makes the message get more considered than what we would even think, right? So then there's people that are being turned because, you know, if we're looking at, it's almost like the opposite side of feeling seen, you know? It's like, oh, wow, you're thinking of me. You're I don't say pandering, but you're promoting, or you see that this little demographic over here, and I don't say this little, but this demographic over here, you know, is open for debate or open to be
marketed to or spoken towards. And it's just interesting. I'm thinking of it. I guess it's just in my mind because I'm going to homecoming. I ain't been to homecoming in a long time. Mm-hmm. I saw the shit that happened at TSU. You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of that shit is troll-like. Yeah, but again, I'm speaking from the... Well, I'm speaking from the standpoint of somebody that's in their 40s, you know what I'm saying? And kind of looking at things differently or whatever, whatever. And maybe some of these younger cats is a little bit more susceptible or a little bit more willing to be contrarian or to go against the grain or whatever, 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 you know? But it was just something that kind of came across my radar or my dashboard. And I was just like, man, that's kind of interesting. But go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like... All of this stuff, right? You got the black MAGAs, you got the regular MAGAs showing up on campuses, you got Trump doing all of the shit that he doing, you know what I'm saying, to rile up certain populations, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they throwing the whole fucking country behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit still ain't fucking kicking off.
It's still bombing.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's not real, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And people don't feel the way that they want people to feel. They got some people that do, but they can't make it a universal thing. And they've put all the budget behind it. You know what I'm saying? That's like putting out a record, throwing all the marketing behind it, putting on fucking MTV every day, and that shit still don't sell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what the fuck's happening. So... If we could stay strong and get these motherfuckers up out of there or whatever, then it'll be fine. I don't know how it goes. I don't know what they're trying to do. I don't know if they're just trying to test to see the limits of people's fucking patience. Mm-hmm. But they trying it. But it ain't working. You know what I'm saying? Like, it hasn't worked thus far. Like, they got a little shits off. They, you know what I'm saying, keep a few people riled up and they keep a news cycle running. Man, you know what I'm saying? It's like the only problem I got with it is now what the fuck is the other side gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Like, are we gonna do something or are we just gonna let them play this shit all the way out? You know what I'm saying? Are we gonna try to wait out the years? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Because what happens to MAGA once Trump leaves? You know what I'm saying? Who takes over the MAGA mantle? You know what I'm saying? What does it become? What does all of this become? I don't know. But am I going to get riled up about that shit every day? No, the fuck I'm not. Just like I didn't get riled up about George Floyd situation. Not the actual event or him getting killed, but just the whole aftermath of it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It's like they wanted motherfuckers to get riled up. You know what I'm saying? They wanted that shit to be bigger than what it actually was. And you look at the fucking protests right from the day after he got killed. Motherfuckers burning up the police station. That wasn't black people. That wasn't real people.
Mm.
Niggas don't get that mad.
That fast.
About the event. They get mad about how it plays out and who don't get no fucking punishment for it and all that type shit. They had niggas mad to burn down the police station two nights after it happened. That ain't how shit go, man. And I probably shouldn't be on here talking about shit like that. But I'm looking at that shit like, man, that's not really how it go. What y'all trying to do here?
Yeah. So it's definitely something to consider. You know what I mean? Is that, all right. Before we get out of here, today, got the news earlier today that D'Angelo passed away.
Damn. Yeah, man.
Man. I'll be honest with you. I don't even think I've fully processed it. Like, I saw it. I said, oh, shit. You know, like, I don't know, man. I'll be honest with you. Like, that's one of my favorite artists of all time. Like, damn. I probably listen to D'Angelo more than damn near... I mean, there's a handful of other artists that I probably listen to at the same level. And D'Angelo only had like 3 albums. I mean, outside of bootlegs and shit like that. But Yeah, dog. When it hit me, the first thought I had, because, you know, artists, well, D'Angelo specifically, is kind of reclusive, you know? Like, he comes around when he comes around, and he going to drop some shit, and it's going to be worth the wait. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, after the shock wore off or hit me, the selfish part of it was just like, I was like, damn, we probably ain't never going to hear no more D'Angelo music. You know what I'm saying? Like, each album felt like a departure from the last album, where it was ill. And it was wild because I was literally just watching, you know, one of those, you know, such and such reacts to hearing such and such for the first time. And it was this woman, I forget her name, Ashley or something. She was listening to Untitled, How Does It Feel for the First Time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's young, and it was just like, it's just a testament to how timeless the music was. You know what I mean? And it's just like, damn. Like, again, it ain't really, I mean, it hit me, but it's just like, it's just going to probably take a little while as I, like, process all the shit of it all. But, like, it was a hell of a fucking artist, you know? Yeah, died allegedly from pancreatic cancer, which is... That shit is tough. That's super, like, aggressive, and, you know, it's that's one of the worst. But
him and Andy Stone died, you know what I'm saying?
Same year, right?
Yeah, months apart. You know what I'm saying?
Son.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Their son is like, that's crazy. You lose both of your parents. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, man.
Life is real. Life is real. Enjoy it, you know. Enjoy it while you got it, you know, because it's finite, you know. Mm-hmm. It'll be over. I don't want to say sooner than you think, but it ain't, you know. That's one thing we all guarantee, but while you're here.
Yeah, you don't get to choose.
Yeah, enjoy it, you know. Oh, man. Damn, that shit was sad, though, man. Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's that. Rest in peace, Diane Keaton, too. You know, I hate the group eulogize people. You know what I mean? But, you know, like, yeah, she was a beast, too. I fucked with her, especially in, you know, I guess he canceled the shit, but in the Woody Allen movies. I definitely know her from, like, Annie Hall and things of that nature. And she was funny, and she had, you know, super influential style. That's it. That shit fucked me up, man. The D'Angelo shit kind of threw me, you know, especially that shit threw me. That's so unexpected. 51 years old, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, shit, man. That's that, man. You know, salute to that man, and you know, condolences, and thoughts go out to his son, you know, and his and Angie Stone's son. I think his name was Michael as well, you know. But damn, I don't really got too much more to say, so I don't want to keep rambling. You know what I'm saying? Or vamping to keep it true to him. You know what I'm saying? Right, I don't want to be vamping out on the condolences. But yeah, that's that. You got anything else you want to say before we get up out of here?
That's it, man. Other than I appreciate y'all being here. I appreciate being here myself. I'll see y'all on the Instagram, and we'll take it from there.
There you go. And I know we had said we're going to start watching Task. I haven't watched one episode yet, but I don't know if you have. I know you was in the mountains.
I couldn't even remember what we were supposed to be watching.
The Task at hand.
I was embarrassed to even ask.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about it. We're going to get to that, hopefully. We got Task, there's a bunch of other shit coming. Task on HBO Max. That's it. You know, thanks for everything. Thanks for listening. As always, especially if you at this point and then you hear me talking, you done made it all the way to the end. New York Comedy Festival is around the corner. I will be at Comedy in Harlem on November 14th, 8 p.m. Damian Lemon and Friends. It should be a vibe. Tickets are on DamianLemon.com.
And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.